A reading from the second book of Samuel. All the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron. "Look," they said, "we are your own flesh and blood. In days past, when Saul was our king, it was you who led Israel in all their exploits. And the Lord said to you, 'You are the man who shall be shepherd of my people Israel. You shall be the leader of Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king of Hebron, and King David made a pact with them at Hebron in the presence of the Lord. And they anointed David king of Israel." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. We give thanks to the Father who has made it possible for you to join the saints and with them to inherit the light. Because that is what he has done. He has taken us out of the power of darkness and created a place for us in the kingdom of the Son that he loves. And in him we gain our freedom, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the unseen God and the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, everything visible and everything invisible, thrones, dominations, sovereignties, powers. All things were created through him and for him. Before anything was created, he existed, and he holds all things in unity. Now the church is his body. He is its head, as he is the beginning, he was the first to be born from the dead, so that he should be first in every way, because God wanted all perfection to be found in him, and all things to be reconciled through him and for him, everything in heaven and everything on earth, when he made peace by his death on the cross. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The people stayed there before the cross, watching Jesus. As for the leaders, They jeered at him. He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. The soldiers mocked him too, and when they approached to offer him vinegar, they said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging there abused him, "Are you not the Christ?" He said, "Serve yourself and us as well." But the other spoke up and rebuked him, "Have you no fear of God at all?" He said, "You got the same sentence as he did, but in our case we deserved it. We are paying for what we did. But this man has done nothing wrong." "Jesus," he said, "remember me when you come into your kingdom." "Indeed, I promise you," he replied, "today you will be with me in paradise." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Bob has gone for a funeral to attend. So today is the last Sunday in ordinary time of the church liturgical calendar. This Sunday, we close the year of C cycle in the liturgical year. And on next Sunday, we begin the Advent season. And today, the church, we celebrate the feast of the Jesus, the Universal King. We all need models. Without models and leadership, we cannot live. And we ask ourselves, what kind of models we have or leadership we have? Who is our king? And one day, a primary school teacher asked to the class 7, year 7, year old boy, "Can you tell me who is the famous, most famous man who ever lived?" If you say correct answer, I will give you £20. Then you can think what would be the situation. And an Irish boy put his hand up and said, "St. Patrick." And the teacher said, "Sorry." Then a Scottish boy, he said, "It is St. Andrew." And the teacher said, "No, sorry." Finally, a Jewish boy, a Jew, raised his hand and said, "It is Jesus Christ." And the teacher was amazed. How can a Jew boy say Jesus is the most famous man ever lived? And the teacher said, "You are absolutely right. Come, Marvin, and get £20. While teacher was giving the money, teacher asked, "You are being a Jewish? I am very much surprised. How did you say Jesus, the most famous man ever lived? And Marvin very gently said, teacher, in my heart I knew that Moses is the most famous man ever lived. But you know, after all, business is business. So, just for a business sake, he said Jesus is. We ask ourselves what kind of king we have. He was born in a manger, lived a very ordinary life, preached contrary to the law of the nation, and there were 38 prophecies about his kingship in the Bible. And today we heard in the Bible how his death was. And he said, my kingdom is not in this world. He had no power in this world, no jeweled garment, no worldly power. And he said, I am the King of Kings. Jesus, the King, broke the barrier between men and women. He said, we are equal in front of the Lord. My kingdom, there is no division and distinction. And his kingdom, he said, he broke the barrier between Gentiles and the Jews. His kingdom broke the barrier between saint and sinner. He loved a sinner more than the saints. In his kingdom, there are no barrier between saints and sinners. And he releases us from all kinds of captivities. Through baptism, we share in his kingship. In his kingship. Through baptism, we are the king, the prophets, and the priest in his kingdom. Therefore, he says, the kingdom of God is within you. We just permit Jesus to rule our life and our hearts. We need a king, Messiah. No king rule after his death, but he rules after his death. If we belong to his kingdom, we do not be afraid. That is the first point. Because we are the people in his kingdom. If something happens in our day-to-day life, don't be depressed or don't think that this is the end. We carry because we have a king, mighty, powerful Lord. Therefore, he will protect us. He will sustain us. We should be very joyful in our life. And we permit him to rule our hearts. And we always believe that there is a king to rule and protect our life. Just to remember the last word of Jesus. In his earthly life, the last word of Jesus was like this, as we heard in the Bible, remember me, I want to be with you. If you and me always, every day say, Lord Jesus, remember me when you are in paradise. And he said, yes, I do remember you. You will be with me. There is a king always with us. Amen.